Hello and good morning, listeners. On the 1st of December, you're listening to News on the Go. An important announcement, guys, is that today will be the last day that I will be doing the news this year. So December is always about cooling things down, introspecting and trying to modify things a little. But yes, I will be back, not promising anything new from next year, apart from the usual. The job is simple, right? Just give you the daily news in the best possible manner. So yesterday will be the last edition for this year, and I'll be back in 2018. So last for the week, last for the year. First piece on the news is Haryana Chief Minister and Miss World announce free sanitary pads in schools. A noble move there. Japan schedules the Emperor's abdication. Did you know Japan was the longest ruling monarchy? They've had the same family be the emperor year after year since 1500 years. British lawmakers urged Theresa May to cancel Donald Trump's visit after he retweeted an anti-Muslim video. Chinese envoy to North Korea appeared to have no impact, says Donald Trump. And promo of Shah Rukh's TED Talk, India, it's called Nayi Soch, is actually out. You guys should check it out. I haven't seen it myself, but I'm gonna see it right after this. First piece on the news is Haryana Chief Minister and Miss World announce free sanitary pads in schools. Manohar Lal Khattar, who's the Haryana Chief Minister and Miss World, Manushi Chiller, from India, in fact, if you're not aware, she recently won the Miss World title, and a very proud moment for India. So both of them on Thursday announced that the state government in Haryana will provide free sanitary napkins for all girls in government schools. The initiative will cost the Haryana government rupees 18 crore. Another project that he would, that they would be working on with Manushi will be that of anemia and women. Next piece on the news is Japan schedules the Emperor's abdication. The Imperial House Council, chaired by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, will meet Friday to discuss a timeline for the reign change, expected on April 30th, 2019. Crown Prince Naruhito, who is the son of the current Emperor Akihito, would take the throne the next day. So the thing about Japan I was only reading now is that the Emperor doesn't really have any powers in the government, but is the state head. So an equivalent to the President in India, who's just the nominal head and the people's head, but doesn't really have a say in the government. And the interesting part is that the Emperor has stayed from a single family since 1500 years now. So it's the same family year after year, and the longest ruling monarchy in the world is Japan. Just FYI stuff. British lawmakers urged Theresa May to cancel Trump's visit after the US president's anti-Muslim retweets sparked widespread outrage. The prime minister has faced mounting pressure to revoke the invitation for Trump to visit Britain as a guest of Queen Elizabeth II. Theresa May actually stood her ground and said that, you know, even if we work with another country, if we see them doing something wrong, we're going to flag it. And that's what May did. In fact, she's got so much pressure from the British lawmakers that she had to go out and do it. So I'm not sure if Donald Trump is actually visiting the Queen or not. Is he out of the guest list? That would be great news. The guy should just be out of the world. I mean, like, literally, he should just get out of the world. Chinese envoy to North Korea appeared to have no impact, says Donald Trump. He never fails to make it to the news, slamming China for failing to influence North Korea. US President Donald Trump on Thursday said the Chinese envoy, who just returned from North Korea, seems to have had no impact on Little Rocket Man. That's what he called the North Korean leader. Yes, Donald Trump called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a Little Rocket Man, while North Korean leader called him short and fat, or big and fat, I'm not sure. But something along those lines. There was definitely fat. China had sent a special envoy to North Korea earlier this month after Trump's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping to curb the nuclear program that they've been working on and to reduce the whole threat that they've been sending across the rest of the world. Last piece on the news is Shah Rukh Khan and his TED Talk India Nayi Soch. The trailer of that is released. The first promotional video of Shah Rukh Khan's upcoming show TED Talks India Nayi Soch, the Hindi version of the Indian international show TED Talks, has been released. Sharing the promo, Shah Rukh wrote, "It is time to open our minds and hearts, not just the arms." As Shah Rukh as it can get. The show will premiere on Star Plus on December 10th. I actually can't wait to watch it. Interesting, inspiring stories from Indians. And it's a good idea. Let's see how this kicks off. Hope it's not one of those short spurts of enthusiasm that don't really go through. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go. Last for the day, last for the year. Feel free to send your love, comments, share and subscribe on different platforms. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud and any other podcasting platform that has an RSS feed to it. Goodbye, friends and listeners. I will see you in January. Same time. You guys have a great day, a great rest of the year, and wish you a very happy Christmas and an advanced new year. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. In the background, I'm leaving you with Chulo by The Local Dream.